Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the skies are clear over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with a gentle breeze making it a pleasant evening. In Haifa, expect cooler temperatures as the night progresses. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel has encircled the town of Bin Jabal after deadly strikes on Hezbollah, with support from the United States. Over 1,500 Hezbollah fighters have been killed. Also, France 24 states in earlier reporting that Israeli strikes in central Beirut have killed at least 182 people. This marks the highest single-day death toll in the ongoing conflict with Hezbollah. Also this hour. The Forward reports that the U.S. and Iran have agreed to a two-week ceasefire. Israel says this agreement does not extend to its operations in Lebanon. Separately, the Jerusalem Post shares that Iran's foreign minister has urged the U.S. to choose between supporting Israel or adhering to the ceasefire, claiming Lebanon should be included in the deal. And finally, JNS notes that U.S. President Donald Trump has said Hezbollah in Lebanon is not part of the ceasefire deal with Iran. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed following intense Israeli airstrikes. Here's what people are saying online. Political commentator Eitan Yacobi wrote just minutes ago that misinformation continues to spread about Hezbollah's exclusion from the ceasefire agreement, despite clear statements from U.S. officials. Alex Plitzas, a national security expert, announced just now that he will discuss the fragile ceasefire with Iran tonight on CNN with Anderson Cooper. Journalist Joyce Karam reported half an hour ago that Israeli airstrikes in Beirut have continued, even as the U.S. Vice President calls for Israeli restraint. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's military operations in Lebanon. According to Ynet, the IDF has intensified actions against Hezbollah with backing from Washington. The U.S. has signaled its support despite Tehran's demands for a ceasefire. This development raises tensions with Iran, complicating diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to the situation in Beirut, France 24 details that recent Israeli airstrikes have led to significant casualties. The Lebanese Health Ministry confirmed the rising death toll. This escalation comes as Israel argues the ceasefire with Iran does not apply to its conflict with Hezbollah. The humanitarian crisis in Beirut is deepening with urgent calls for international aid. Meanwhile, the fragile ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran is under scrutiny. As reported by The Forward, Israel continues its campaign against Hezbollah in Lebanon, challenging the terms of the ceasefire. This tension underscores the complexity of Middle East diplomacy with potential impacts on future negotiations. On the diplomatic front, Iran's foreign minister's remarks reported by the Jerusalem Post highlight international strains. The U.S. and Israel deny that Lebanon is included in the ceasefire, but Tehran insists otherwise. This discord could affect regional stability and ongoing peace efforts. Finally, the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, as noted by JNS, signals heightened military activity following Israeli airstrikes. This strategic waterway's closure affects global oil trade, adding economic pressure to the geopolitical situation. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Kato Networks plans a major hiring push in Israel amid the ongoing conflict. The cybersecurity firm aims to add 140 employees to meet rising demand for its services. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights that the construction sector, a vital part of Israel's economy, faces challenges. Eldad Nitzan, head of foreign manpower corporations in the industry, warns that the country has yet to learn from past crises. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that Israeli startup Huskies has secured $8 million in funding. Founded by veterans of the IDF's elite 8,200 unit, the company aims to modernize web security with its AI-powered platform. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.